So, a reflection on our gospel reading. Verses of that reading are perhaps less helpful when taken out of context, as the lectionary does this week. They come in a section of Jesus' teaching, which is about Christian community. Community. During this COVID crisis, we've been learning more about community, I suggest. And we've perhaps become more aware of its importance to us. We've seen the way neighbours have made contact with one another as perhaps they've not done in the past, and that strangers have been willing to help vulnerable neighbours with shopping and so on, particularly earlier on in the lockdown. But we've seen also how our actions can affect so many if we're heedless of social distancing, causing the virus to spread. But community wouldn't be denied, and we found new ways of being together, spending more time in each other's gardens than perhaps in the past, and in virtual ways like this. Zooming for worship, Zooming for meetings, Zooming just to have a chat, not just organised by folk like me, but individuals have said that they do that too. We're very much still missing meeting together as church communities, realising the importance of that to us, but we've been finding ways. But back to our passage and Jesus' words about community. In earlier verses in Matthew chapter 18, Jesus calls on his hearers to have a concern for the little ones, the most vulnerable amongst them. And he illustrates this by taking a little child into the centre and warning that it would be better to be thrown into the sea with a millstone round one's neck than to place a stumbling block before such a person. And then Jesus emphasises the preciousness of these little ones to God by the parable of the lost sheep, where the shepherd leaves the 99 in order to seek the one who has gone astray. And all this is a warning to those who seek to be important in the community, those who look to be the greatest in the kingdom, that God's concern is not just for them, and that those with responsibility have that responsibility in order to ensure that everyone in the community flourishes, not just a favoured few. So the little ones. And then in today's passage, wherever two or more are gathered, it can be really hard to get along, as one Bible commentator put it. Or as Cara said in her reflection this week, and perhaps won't mind me quoting, community isn't easy, or isn't always easy, beg your pardon. Other people can be difficult to get along with sometimes. Let's be honest. We can be difficult to get along with sometimes. And I have to put hand on heart and say, even ministers are occasionally difficult to live with, perhaps just as well that I live alone. And indeed, there are some advantages to social distancing sometimes. And so Jesus is realistic that there will be conflict in the Christian community. And in the passage, there is a model for dealing with them. And it's about involving the community. If the difficulty can't be resolved by one, then involve others. If that doesn't work, tell it to the whole church. And if someone still will not listen and mend their ways despite everything, they are to be removed from the fellowship. It's worth noting that in some manuscripts of the Gospel, verse 15 reads, "If another member of the church sins," rather than "sins against you." So the emphasis of the passage then is about something affecting the whole community rather than just a personal matter between individuals. Though that said, we can perhaps debate how far individual behaviour affects the life of a community. Already mentioned the current crisis, how if some are heedless of social distancing, causing the virus to spread, at the very least that can spark local lockdown affecting everyone. Other examples we might think of, if a politician or indeed a prince's personal behaviour is questionable, then trust is eroded and the reputation even of the nation can suffer. And then perhaps closer to home, as it were, in some of the historic records of Summertown URC, there are noted the names of those who were expelled from the church for various misdemeanors. We don't tend to take the gospel instructions quite so literally these days. We haven't expelled anyone in my life, in my time anyway. But there is, it's worth noting, a disciplinary procedure for ministers who behave inappropriately and who erode trust and the reputation of the church and harm the Christian community. So Jesus encourages the church, encourages us, to be communities which nurture honest dialogue and refuse to keep silent in the face of behaviour that harms others. And we might think, perhaps, I haven't got that in my notes, but it has occurred to me of the whole issue about safeguarding and keeping people safe, and the way perhaps churches and others have not been upfront about harm in that way. So caring for the least important, dealing with conflict and harmful behaviour. These are some of the marks of the Christian community. And so Peter asks in the passage which follows ours, how often then should I forgive? Not seven times, but 77 times, says Jesus, as often as it takes. This is not to contradict what's been said before about harmful behaviour, but to indicate that in the light of God's love, there is always a way back. I came across some words by a Lutheran scholar, Clayton Schmidt, who says this: in a day of great debates about our life together, the disputes are complex and not easily solved. If it were such a simple matter as identifying the sin of one person or group, we could deal with this and bring it to an end. But there is plenty of sin to go around, and there is plenty of grace to cover it. In worship or in business, Jesus is with us. He comes with judgment and with love. Those humble enough to repent of their sins are the beneficiaries of his loving kindness. Others should beware. Words and our gospel passage remind us that we're not on our own. And as someone said, Jesus is there when two or three are gathered, not just when they agree. God with us through Christ is a theme of Matthew's gospel throughout. He tells the birth story of Jesus coming as a little child, Emmanuel, God with us. And as Jesus leaves his disciples for the last time, he tells them, I am with you till the end of time. And so today's little passage concludes that when we meet together, God is with us. And I'm sure that having given us human brains to invent this technology, God can cope with being with us as we meet in community here in this virtual fashion. God with us, I think, is a good promise to remember at this moment. But perhaps just to finish with a reminder of, from that passage, of the whole and its context, of the hallmarks of community, according to Jesus. Concern for the little ones, the most vulnerable. Avoidance of actions which cause others to stumble. Restoration of those who go astray. Forgiveness without limit. And underpinning it all, that Jesus is present with us. He is there to strengthen and support us, but also that the community should display the hallmarks of his love and grace in all that we do. And may he help us to do that. Amen.